Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning and welcome to the Senior Zone here on WYCB 1340 AM. I am your host, Sean Perry. And since 2012, the Senior Zone, we've been connecting older adults 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice with the hope of improving the quality of life for older adults everywhere while also creating new conversations around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. The call number for today's show, it's 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Well, coming up shortly, an inspiring story of disrupting aging as we speak with first-time author at the age of 90. That's 90. Miss Frances Chavarria will be calling in, and I'm excited to talk with her. Her book entitled Let Us Dream of Turtles is a love story which raises awareness around protecting the environment. Again, I can't wait to talk with this lovely, lovely lady. In today's second segment, we'll be discussing elder abuse, elder justice, and the efforts to address these issues with Deputy Assistant Secretary for Aging of the Administration on Aging, Mr. Edwin Walker. He serves as their chief career official for the federal agency responsible for advocating on behalf of older Americans. Lastly, we'll close out the show with birthday shout-outs as well as news and announcements. But as I always do, humbly, I want to thank our sponsors for allowing us to do what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best, the very best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call at 301-255-0066. That's 301-255-0066. Next up is AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's will, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more. LCE, they are there for you and at no cost. If you need legal assistance, give them a call at 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. Stewart Funeral Home, for nearly 120 years, Stewart Funeral Home, they provided professional, compassionate funeral and cremation services, grief resources, and pre-arrangement needs planning. Funerals, they are that one life event that we know will occur, yet are reluctant to plan for. Pre-arranging your funeral is a real gift for the people you love, and the process couldn't be simpler. To speak to a pre-planning professional to help guide you through the process, call Stewart Funeral Home, our friends, at 202-399-3600. That's Stewart Funeral Home at 202-399-3600. Last but certainly not least, the D.C. Office on Aging, under the leadership of Executive Director Laura Newland, along with their wonderful staff, they develop and carry out a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district's older adults, persons living with disabilities, and their caregivers, which promote longevity, independence, dignity, and choice for D.C. senior citizens. The D.C. Office on Aging, their number is 202-724-5622. That's 202-724-5622. To you, our first time, as well as our regular listeners, we say thank you for giving us your time, giving us your attention, and your support. Continue to tell your friends, tell your pastors, tell your neighbors, even check us out on Facebook. In the meantime, we'll be right back after the short break. Please don't change that dial.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care, right at home. Call Ride It Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Good morning. We're back. This is the Senior Zone, and I'm your host, Sean Perry. And with me today is Mr. Edwin Walker. Are you there, Mr. Walker?
Yes, I am, Sean. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to join you today.
As the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Aging of the Administration on Aging within the Administration for Community Living, Edwin Walker serves as the Chief Career Official for the federal agency responsible for advocating on behalf of older Americans. In this capacity, he guides and promotes the development of home and community-based long-term care programs, policies, and services designed to afford older people and their caregivers the ability to age with dignity and independence and to have a broad array of options available for the enhanced quality of life. His bio is much more extended than that, but we don't have time, so let's just jump right into it, Mr. Walker. Can I call you Edwin or Mr. Walker?
Please, definitely.
Gotcha. Well, today we're talking elder abuse, elder justice, and you know the ACL's efforts to address that and really just to better help our listeners understand what elder abuse is and how they can help and be more mindful of it. So real quick, before we get into that, tell us more about ACL and its mission.
Well, I'm very happy to, Sean. The Administration for Community Living, or ACL, actually, we just celebrated our fifth anniversary in April. We were created 5 years ago, and we're the newest program division within the Department of Health and Human Services. And the design was to really bring together aging and disability, the various components that existed in the Department of Health and Human Services, to see where there was the ability to have greater alignment. We focus on the belief that people should be able to live at home with supports and to participate fully in their communities. We know that's what individuals value, and they have so much to contribute to their community. So we created this new federal agency, if you will, and it has been incredibly successful. Stakeholders of all stripes are just applauding it, so much so that after we created it, it attracted other programs who wanted to come to us. And so now we're responsible for increasing access to community supports and focusing attention and resources on the unique needs of people with disabilities and older individuals across the lifespan. You know, our mission is to maximize the independence, the well-being, and the health of older adults and people with disabilities across the lifespan, as well as for their families and caregivers. We really believe in one fundamental principle, and that's that all people, regardless of age or disability, should be able to live where they choose, with the people they choose, and to participate fully in their communities. So as this new federal agency, we are advocating across the federal government for older adults, people with disabilities, their families and their caregivers. We're funding services and supports through the various networks out through community-based organizations. And we're investing in training, education, research, and innovation because we believe that our mission really needs to become a true reality for millions of Americans. But thank you again for asking about the Administration for Community Living.
No, I applaud you, and I couldn't have said it any better. then you've just said it. You know, that's the spirit of the Senior Zone as well, Edwin. You know, like I said, I couldn't have articulated it the way you just done, but, you know, we just care. And we care in an actionable way. And that was just the spirit of how and why the Senior Zone was launched nearly 5 years ago. But I won't get into that. I want to get into elder justice and elder abuse. Can you define, you know, let's talk about the differences. You know, what is, you know, elder justice?
I'd be happy to define elder justice, but I have to go back just one point, Sean, and applaud you for starting the Senior Zone. We appreciate people like you who have a vision and a passion for the area and the people that we care about. And so I just have to publicly applaud you for this incredible effort. As it relates to elder justice is really something that's all about basic human rights. It's about recognizing that people have a right to live their lives with dignity and with respect. They have a right to live free from abuse of any kind. And that basic human right really doesn't diminish as a person gets older. Mm-hmm. You know, in our day-to-day work, that translates in the responsibility for all of us to develop systems and programs that help prevent abuse from happening in the first place, and protecting people from abusive situations, as well as supporting people who have experienced abuse and help them recover, to transition from being a victim to becoming a survivor.
Absolutely. We hear about it, almost daily across the country. There's always some story or always some senior, some silver alert going up that I'm always mindful of. And I just feel the pain of the loved ones of a lost, a senior in particular. Can you talk about some of the any recent news that you can share about ACL's, efforts, regarding elder justice?
Well, I think the good news is that we've seen a real national and even a global movement emerging to fight elder justice. And in fact, just today, from the World Health Organization, they issued a press release that shows that the figures for elder abuse are higher than we previously thought, and that the good news is that awareness, while still a taboo topic, is becoming more prevalent. And so it shows that our efforts both here domestically as well as globally are making an impact. For us, last week was a tremendously large week. On Monday, we convened the Federal Elder Justice Coordinating Council, a council consisting of a dozen federal leaders who have focused on better ways to fight elder abuse. And we do that through collaboration because it is so important. And let me give you an example. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau partnered with the Department of Justice and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, as well as a couple of other federal agencies, but more so in addition with Meals on Wheels America, on a campaign that was focused on raising awareness about mass mailing fraud. And as part of that campaign, volunteers gave older adults placemats with consumer protection tips as they delivered those meals. And it gives people the information. It puts it directly in their hands where it's most useful to them. On Thursday of last week, it was World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, where we saw people from all over the world come together to stand up against elder abuse, but to highlight why it's so important of an issue for us to focus on. And it's important for your listeners to know that no act is really too small to make a difference. Sometimes, what can make all the difference is the small things, dropping by a neighbor's house to ask how they're doing, or, elder justice should become a part of our daily practice in terms of looking out for our neighbors and our friends and our family.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's as I said earlier, it's about caring and actionable, care. Care is a noun, but I try to make it a verb.
You love it.
You know what I mean? There. If we can paint statistically, if you can give us some numbers, how many people in your estimation? And I realize, as you mentioned a little while ago, this is probably a figure that's underreported, although awareness is rising. But how many people are affected, by elder abuse?
Well, we don't have any really good numbers, but that's an area we're working on. But the research that's out there shows that 1 in 10 Americans over the age of 60 experience abuse in a given year, and they often experience it in multiple forms. Nearly one in two people with dementia experience some form of abuse. And as you indicated, it is underreported. Our National Elder Abuse Incidence Study estimates that only one in 14 cases of elder abuse ever comes to the attention of authorities to address the issue. And not only the pure, you know, the sheer numbers, but elder abuse costs victims billions of dollars each year. And it just has a tremendous toll on individuals. I can share stories with you. We've met with elder abuse victims from around the country. And, you know, there's a common element. Far too often, or maybe almost in every case, the elder feels a great sense of shame. They feel like they should have known better, mm-hmm. that they could have avoided it. And it just is heartbreaking. We've met with veterans who feel like they've given to their country, and how could we in this country allow this to happen to them? How could we allow people to take advantage of other individuals? Because as you know, Sean, elder abuse comes in any form. It could mm-hmm. be physical, sexual. It could be forms of exploitation. It could be emotional abandonment, neglect, or self-neglect. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes about because of people who trust others. And as we look at the victims, many of them are older, frail, and vulnerable, and they can't help themselves. They really are dependent on others to fulfill their most basic needs. And I think you know this, but abusers of older adults are both men and women, and they may be family members, they may be friends. There's someone in some type of trusted relationship.
Yeah, you know, you just took several of my questions away from me, Edwin, because I wanted to ask that question. Who are the abusers? Who are the perpetrators? Who are the people that are preying on our elderly? And oftentimes, as you've said, and I you know, I already knew as well, there are people that are close, you know, to our seniors, you know, their own children in many cases.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, abusers come from all walks of life. There really isn't any one type. We know that there are some things that make it more likely that a person will become an abuser. Usually it relates to a person with a history of substance abuse or mental illness. We've seen those as risk factors. There are also people who are often socially isolated themselves, and they are, in fact, dependent on the victim, perhaps financially dependent, mm-hmm. as an example. Yeah.
So if you can, give us some warning signs. You know, let's say, you know, folks that are visiting, you know, an elderly relative who may live in a distant, you know, location, or they could be nearby. What are some of the things that we should be looking for? Some of the telltale signs that abuse is happening.
Classic warning signs are, they vary because of the different types of abuse. But, you know, the classic ones are bruises and pressure marks, certainly broken bones or abrasions or burns certainly can be an indication of physical abuse or neglect or mistreatment. Unexplained withdrawal from normal activities or a sudden change in an older person's alertness or even unusual depression may be an indicator of emotional abuse. Bruises around the breast or genital areas can be a form of or an indication of sexual abuse. Certainly changes in an individual's financial situation would be an example or an indicator of some type of exploitation. Mm-hmm. When you think of neglect, we think of things like bed sores or unattended medical needs, poor hygiene, unusual weight loss, or, you know, we've even seen pets that are neglected. And that may be an indicator that there's neglect or self-neglect.
So when we see these signs, what can we do if not confront who we may suspect? You know, what recourse does the, you know, average, you know, listener out there, the average, you know, individual out there, what recourse do we have with respect to reporting these warning signs to the proper authorities?
The first thing, and I'll talk about that from two perspectives, both from the individual older person who may be subject to abuse, and then others who may observe it. The first thing is for individuals to really have an overall plan to make sure family members, friends, doctors, bankers know how you want to live your life so that they are better able to observe things that are a little askew. Mm-hmm. The second is to really be vigilant. And if something doesn't feel right to an older person, we encourage them all to speak up. It's really critical. As it relates to people who may observe it, it's the things, the indicators that we looked at. And there's signs, like, for instance, you know, oftentimes an older person will deny that an injury has occurred. And sometimes they'll give you coded answers like, my daughter has a temper. You know, that may be a real sign that something isn't quite right. But what folks should do is report suspected elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation to their adult protective services entity in the state where the older person resides. If they suspect that there's imminent danger, however, we urge you to call 911 immediately. If the victim lives in a long-term care facility, like a nursing facility, boarding care, or assisted living, they should call the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks can access all of these resources through our Elder Care Locator, which is funded by us, focused on connecting people with resources they need at the local community level. And there are two primary ways to access the Elder Care Locator. The first is through the web, which is www.eldercare.gov. And the second is a toll-free number. That's 1-800-677-1116.
There we go. 800-677-1116. 800-677-1116. Or you can go to eldercare.gov. Are there any criminal penalties, you know, punishments for abusers?
Yes, but there should be more. One of the reasons that we think elder abuse hasn't gotten the attention that it deserves is that folks assume that there's a system in place to protect a national system, and there isn't. They think that because they know about child abuse, which was put in place in the 70s, where there's a federal mandate and lots of things are in place to guard it. We are just now building a national system to protect folks against elder abuse and neglect. What we have in this country is by virtue of the good graces of every state doing its own thing and developing and funding adult protective services, but it's not coordinated. At the national level, there's no consistency, no uniformity in approaches. And so it's important that we build such a system. And so where we're headed with elder abuse is to really focus on why it's important, getting the word out, getting people to understand that it's not just a family matter. People often say, oh, I don't want to get involved. It's between, no, it's not. It is a crime, and people should think about it as a crime. We are working hand in hand with the Department of Justice, and they are working in terms of training and educating law enforcement so that they will be partners right by the sides of the adult protective service entities in every state so that when there is a suspected and then a substantiated case of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, the perpetrator is prosecuted.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can our listeners, Edwin, rally behind the efforts of the Administration on Community Living, rally behind making this and bringing this to the national forefront? What can we do locally that can impact us nationally?
I think every person has a responsibility. We have been studying why is there no social consciousness or outrage about elder abuse in this country. And the research is showing us that everyone thinks it's everyone else's problem and that other people have a responsibility to act. Our basic message is that everyone does have a responsibility, and everyone has a responsibility to act, to speak up. If you see something, you should say something. Don't expect someone else to do it. We've learned this lesson from basic principles in emergency response, where when there is an emergency response, they have learned that you don't say, somebody call 911. You have to point to an individual and charge that individual with calling 911. Similarly, in elder abuse, we can't just say, we need to do something about this. Instead, we need to say, you need to do something about this. You have a responsibility. If you see something, you need to call. Don't expect someone else to take care of it.
Gotcha. Edwin, we are nearly out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on. We've been speaking with Mr. Edwin Walker, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Aging of the Administration on Aging within the Administration for Community Living. And we've been talking specifically about elder justice, elder abuse, and their efforts to address this particular issue. If you want to learn more about keeping your loved one protected, you can go to eldercare.gov or you can call 800-677-1116. That's 800-677-1116. 77-11-16. Edwin, I've been waiting for this interview for a long time. I want you back on the show. You are a wealth of information with respect to our seniors. You're certainly invited back anytime, but I have to let you go. Any last remarks? I got about 20 seconds.
Sean, I just want to again thank you for raising awareness and doing such a wonderful public service in this area. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. I'm not perfect, but I'm well intended.
We like that. We'll take that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. You take care.
All right. We'll be right back after a short break. Birthdays as well as news and announcements coming up.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path, leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with a level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C. at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this one. My mother-in-law, Miss Ruth Stapola, turning 81 on Thursday, June 22nd from Rockville, Maryland. A happy birthday to you, Miss C, as I call her. Miss Irma McBride is 76 on Thursday, June 22nd as well from Southwest D.C. Happy birthday to you, Miss McBride, and thank you for supporting the Senior Zone. Next up is Mr. Darren Clark is 71 on Friday, June 23rd from Beltsville, Maryland. Thank you, Mr. Clark, and a happy birthday to you, sir. Mrs. Sherry Arnold is 64 on Friday, June 23rd from Adelphi, Maryland. Thank you, Miss Arnold, for listening to the Senior Zone. Miss Beverly Sandoval is 64 as well on Saturday, June 24th from Northwest D.C. And next up is, he's been here several times. He is a Montgomery County Executive, Mr. Ike Leggett, my friend, Mr. Ike Leggett, I should say, is 72 on Saturday, June 24th from Burtonsville, Maryland. Thank you for all that you do in Montgomery County, Mr. Leggett, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Miss Casey Christensen is 74 on Saturday, June 24th from Northwest D.C. Happy birthday to you, Miss Christensen. Next up is Miss Amelia Campbell, 67 on Sunday, June 25th from Alexandria, Virginia. And last but certainly not least, we have Mr. Colin Simmons is 73 on Sunday, June 25th from Northeast D.C. To have your birthday or any other notable event mentioned here on the Senior Zone is real simple. Just email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. In news and announcements, tomorrow, June 20th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., plan to attend the mayor's 6th annual senior symposium at Ballou Senior High School. That's at 3401 4th Street Southeast. For more information, call Crystal Branton at 202-727-8370. That's 202-727-8370. This Wednesday, June 21st at 1 p.m., the Alzheimer's Association, they are presenting a free workshop. It's called Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body: Tips from the Latest Research. This event will take place at Damascus Senior Center, located at 9701 Main Street. That's in Damascus, Maryland. For more information or to register, call 800-272-3900. That's 800-272-3900. Hope Connections for Cancer Support helps people with cancer and their loved one. They're presenting Bowling for Hope on Thursday, June 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can form your own team or be placed on one. This event will take place at Bowmar Lanes in Bethesda, Maryland. For more information on this event, call 301-634-7500. 301-634-7500. On Thursday, June 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I plan to be there as well. Plan to attend the District of Columbia's Senior Fest at Oxen Run Park at 9th and Valley Streets in Southeast D.C. For more information, call 202-664-7153. That's 202-664-7153. I'll see you out there. The 2017 Miss Virginia Senior America pageant is being held on Friday, June 30th at 7 p.m. at the James Lee Center Theater in Falls Church, Virginia. For more information, call 703-549-7012. That's 703-549-7012. Learn about housing resources for seniors at the 9th Annual D.C. Housing Expo and Home Show on Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Washington Convention Center. This one-stop shop offers resources for homeowners, home buyers, small businesses, tenants, and landlords. For more information and details, call 202-442-7200. That's 202-442-7200. Folks, join us next month for our After July 4th event on Tuesday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Senior Zone Midday Gala down at the Chesapeake Beach Spa and Resort. My good friend Captain Fly will be there.
Hello.
Hopefully he will perform. It's going to be live entertainment, good food, always dancing, and much, much more. Invite your friends, call your family members, share this with your coworkers. Tell everybody that you know to meet us down at the Chesapeake Beach Spa and Resort on Tuesday, July 11th at 11 a.m. It's a surefire good time and open to the public. For tickets and information, call 202-351-7053, 202-351-7053. Looking to avoid or delay nursing home admission? Adult daycare programs, they are a great alternative for individuals and families looking to avoid a nursing home admission. So if you're looking for a place to send your loved one during the day or a way to keep them from being sent to a nursing home prematurely, contact your local office on aging if you're in the District of Columbia, or the Area Agency on Aging if you live in Maryland or Virginia, to get a referral for the break or solution that you need. The D.C. Office on Aging, they have a program called Safe at Home. This program promotes aging in place for older adults who are 60 years of age and older, as well as persons living with a disability, by offering up to $10,000. That's $10,000 in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call the Safe at Home program at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. Here's an ongoing program. It's free D.C. computer classes. The D.C. Public Libraries, they're offering ongoing free hands-on computer training for adults. Classes range from beginner to intermediate training. Build your confidence when using the computer at home, at the library, or when looking for a job. There's no registration required. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis. So for more information or the class schedule, contact Desire Grogan. That's Desire Grogan at 202-727-1471. That's 202-727-1471. Here's a program I mention every week. It's called BenefitsCheckup.org. You have to go online for this. BenefitsCheckup.org. They screen for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment and volunteer opportunities. It's a wealth of information, folks. Screenings are confidential. Just just go to benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. Again, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call the Senior Zone at 800-217-1984, or you can email us at info@thesenierzone.com. Be sure to check out our website for upcoming events throughout the D.C. metro area. In the meantime, be sure to join us next Monday on the Senior Zone for another informative show. Until then, don't change that dial. My dear friend, Dr. Eve Taylor, she is standing by. She is ready to go. Fired up. Her radio show is called Discover Your Why. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.